This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
At Pluralsight, we don't just teach skills. We are building the tech workforce who deliver results fast, accelerated by top-tier content. Lead with confidence. Lead with expertise. Visit us at Pluralsight.com to tap in and learn more.
So this is season 3, episode 1 of Shake Those Negative Thoughts from Those Ugly Folks. Most of the time, when people bully you, they're insecure about what goes on in their lives. Oftentimes, they are jealous of you. There's something about you that they want or that makes them feel inferior. Tell me, why would a person bully another person if they feel good about themselves and good about the direction they are going in? Think about that for a minute. When people bully you, they want you to feel bad. Worse than they feel. So they can feel better about themselves. But what bullies don't realize is that's a temporary fix or feeling. Because as soon as they bully you, they'll find another person to bully. Because eventually they'll be reminded of why they hate themselves. When people bully you, they try to uglify you. They try to make themselves feel better by making you feel ugly. Because that's how they view themselves, as ugly. Uglify. Is involving or likely to involve violence or other unpleasant or other unpleasantness on another person. So, and that usually makes the ugly person, the real ugly person, feel just a little bit better about themselves. It has nothing to do with you. It has to do with them and their situation, maybe at home, maybe their situation that has to do with school, maybe the situation that has nothing to do with anybody else but themselves and how they feel about themselves. So the next time somebody calls you stupid, ugly, crap face, they're really talking about themselves. They want you to feel what they feel. They feel like They are stupid, they are ugly, and they have a face that looks like crap. So, what I would do is laugh and picture them as sad ones. Because they are the ones who need help. With their self-esteem. You don't need help with their self-esteem. They are the ones that need maybe psychological help. Or mental help. So do not fall into their trap. When they want to make you feel hideous or awful, just look at them and know that they are the grotesque ones. Grotesque. Yeah, that's a good word for the bullies who try to make you feel bad. They are ugly and misshapen. They might have a funny shaped head, but will pick the littlest thing about you to make you feel bad about them. Yourself. So remember, the next time a bully calls you names, they're just talking about themselves. And I would laugh really, really hard and just walk away. Until next time.